right now I'm looking for a place. It's not the easiest thing to do, but I'm getting settled into, we're over by King Street in Spadina, so I'm getting to know that area a little bit, and I really like that area. So.
Cool. What has Aaron and Paul said to you about how they're going to plan to use you, or, you know, what your chances are of, in terms of regular playing time this year?
Oh, you know, it's still early. You know, we're still trying to shape the team, so I don't have much info on that. You know, I'm just going to keep working hard and see where that lands me.
Can you just talk about kind of the transition from the college game to MLS? There's obviously a big difference physically and speed-wise. Can you just kind of tell us what you've noticed through the first few weeks?
Physically, I think it's more of the same. I think what the difference is, you know, speed of play, and then mentally is what's tough. You just know you have to think quicker, you know, be smarter with your movements and with where you're moving the ball as well. So that's probably the biggest changes for me.
What's this week been like? Just kind of go through how much of an adjustment maybe it's been from the college level.
You know, it's just getting your feet under you. You know, you try to keep it simple at first, and then try to get your feet under you, and you know, you'll just keep progressing like that. I think that's the best way to, you know, get accustomed to this level and the speed of play and the rate of play as well.
Who have you found toughest to match up against defending?
I think it's some of the smaller guys. I'm kind of on the tall side. Uh-huh. So Plata, Reggie Lamb, you know, they're short and quick. You know, you have to anticipate where they're going because, you know, you're not going to get the first step faster than them. So, it's tough, but I think I'm getting used to it, getting better at it.
Is there any, like, one or two veteran players that you've kind of gone to for sort of for mentorship or advice or anything like that?
You know, when in practice a lot, I match up against Cooverman, so you kind of, you know, he'll bring me aside and say, look, this is what you have to do, you know. And it's very helpful. You know, everyone's been kind of, like, pitching in the goalies a lot, both of them. So, you know, I just look to anybody who's willing to help out and give me some advice. Mm-hmm. All ears.
What do you feel are your strengths as a defender?
I think first off is my athleticism. I think that helps a lot, and I think that I read the game really well, and it helps me anticipate rather than react to things, so I can stay a step ahead. And I think my leadership, it's important as a center back to have that leadership in that role, so I think those are three things.
Yeah, who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Pats. That's easy.
That's why I asked.
Yeah.
You don't sound like you're from Dorchester.
I know. I get that a lot. You should see the rest of my family, though. They all do.
Is that right?
Yeah. I don't know what happened to me, but I can turn it on sometimes. But
are you cognizant of the fact that, you know, this is a team that had the worst defense in the league last year with, 58 or 59 goals last year? So coming into a situation like that, mm-hmm. does that sort of, you know, weigh on your mind at all?
I just, you know, I know that in the offseason a lot of changes were made, and I think that a lot of people are settling in and getting comfortable in different roles. And I think that that's going to be on like our good side. I think that's going to help us out a lot. So, you know, I don't know much about last year. But I think that this year coming forward, I think that, you know, in the back line, we've bolstered the back line a lot. So I think I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. You talked a minute ago about, you know, your strengths. What, in terms of improvement, what do you think you have to work on?
You know, just that transition, you know, speed of play, and then you get more comfortable playing at that speed. You know, I think that just takes a little bit of time. And then I think, you know, I'm just constantly understanding the game more and more. So, I mean, those would be two things. That.
You know, when you're growing up and developing as a player, was there any player that you watched as a kid or as a teenager that you kind of used as a model?
Yeah, Gerard Piqué would be the first guy. Just because, you know, he's just such a great 1v1 defender, and his passing out of the back is amazing. So, you know, I love watching Barcelona in general, but I tend to focus in on Gerard Piqué a lot.
That's
I know, he's amazing. So.
Have you found this whole process, the super draft and then coming here, overwhelming, or are you really prepared mentally for the next step?
I think that if it was in a shorter span of time, it might be a little bit overwhelming. But, you know, once you hit the field, you know, all that stuff goes away, and then you just, you know, focus on your game. But I think also, you know, with the combine and the draft, that's all been spaced out so you can, you know, finish one and then get ready for the next. So
You find you're gelling with a lot of maybe the academy guys, the younger guys, or a good like core group of young guys that are getting along real well? Or?
Yeah, you know, I think front to back, I feel comfortable with just about everybody. So the team, you know, has great chemistry right now. You know, we're starting to form in the locker room, and, you know, you can feel that. And so, yeah.
I just had a chance to speak to one of your agents in Kansas City at the draft, and sort of suggested that, you know, because you weren't there, he says one of the, you know, reasons is we don't want the kids to kind of come and then they don't get drafted because, mm-hmm. you know, that's horrible. Yeah. Were you fairly confident that you were going to get picked, or what was your thinking about it?
You know, I thought I had a pretty good combine, but that being said, you just never know what coaches are thinking, you know, what needs they're addressing. I knew that a lot of teams needed center backs, so, you know, I was pretty confident, but, you know, at the same time, you don't want to read too much into what you see and around what you're hearing. So,
right.
Yeah.
Finally, yeah. What's your opinion on the Super Draft coming from college? Mm-hmm. You're coming to now to a team that really has an emphasis on academy development. So, what's your approach? What's your mentality? Do you see NCAA being a formidable, like, in terms of feeding a few MLS, or do you mm-hmm. really see the academies taking over?
You know, it depends. You know, everyone develops at a different age. You know, a lot of these guys get into academies early, and that's what's best for them. Some guys, you know, need to go through college, need to play at that kind of environment to let their game grow. You know, it all depends. I think either way, you know, people can develop and get better as a player, but, you know, there's different ways to get to this level. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Thanks,
yeah, no problem.
Cheers,
thanks, guys.
Thank you.